Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Jarring and True.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up her cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses her life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous one, because that one is righteous, will receive the righteous one's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because that one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. Jarring words. Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. After all, in John's Gospel, we hear on Jesus' lips, "Peace, my peace I give you." Today's passage seems so different. There may be the temptation to respond, as in John's Gospel, "This sort of talk is hard to endure." And we hear the question Jesus asks, "Do you want to leave me too?" We hear the echoes of the answer, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" as we listen to today's passage. Recently, I was hiking in the Rocky Mountains. As I trekked up the mountain, I saw something that was jarring to my eyes and senses, jarring because it defied conventional understanding, something like Jesus' words today. On the trail was a rock, a boulder, about 8 feet in diameter and perhaps 9 to 10 feet high. It was a smooth, gorgeous rock. Out of this rock grew up a blue spruce tree. The tree was almost 6 feet tall, meaning it had been around for several years. It was laden with buds. These buds would become the pine cones. From the pine cones, the small seeds will sprout helicopter-like wings, mature and float, not drop, float in the breezes and the currents of the wind, far from the mother tree, and land on a rock or a crack in a rock and grow. Just a few of the seeds will root. Most will not. The fact that this tree stood in front of me, courageously rooted into the earth, through an imperceptible crack in this boulder was jarring. It was also magnificent and consoling. It had suffered through growth and thirst and cold and heat. The tree was worthy of being. Here is a fact. Peace is rooted in truth. Peace is rooted in the deep truth of belonging. Jesus knows this. Peace is rooted in knowing our belonging to each other, our belonging through each other to God. This belonging keeps us in harmony with Christ's peace. The deep truth of Christ's peace is that our belonging is inclusive. The exclusive belonging of tribe, mother, father, sister, brother cannot, must not, may not undo our belonging to our enemy, our competitor, our foe, the other. It has been said we are living in a time of colossal anguish. The anguish of children being taken from families, women and men being sold, Earth's decimation ignored. We can go on and on. This anguish is caused by forgetting we belong to each other. It is the anguish caused by exclusion, polarity, and self-righteousness. This is a time of suffering, and the paradox, the mystery we know is true in Christ, is that suffering can heal. Suffering can be grace. Is this not part of the deep truth that finds its roots in Christ? We hear, blessed are they who mourn, blessed are you who are persecuted. When we are rooted in Christ's deep truth, something free and full of possibility happens. Pain can open the heart and we can see beauty. We can know peace in the midst of suffering. How? Why? Because we know our belonging is larger than this moment. Yes, Jesus' words are jarring today, reminding us of this core truth that peace is deeply rooted in the gospel, and gospel peace will cause disruption, envy, judgment, and confusion to our conventional understanding. Yet, like the prophet Micah Christ quotes today, Jesus Christ knows our peace is in the deeply rooted truth to do right, to love goodness, and to walk humbly with our God. To walk with our God is to belong to one another. And this is jarring, much like a tree growing out of the rock, to conventional understanding. And our current political and ecclesial climate. May we accept Christ's invitation today to teach and to preach, to belong to the other, even when there is suffering. ¶¶